Since listening in, there is Ridwan Bucketing. He's the chief nuclear officer at Coburg. He joins me now. As much as the NRR, the national nuclear regulator, as much as ESCOM, as well as much as government maintains that the Coburg facility is safe, would you agree that it's perfectly rational for people to question and if not even fear? Or does the science and the engineering speak to that those fears are misplaced? Ridwan?
Yeah, good afternoon, Lester. Thank you for the opportunity, and good afternoon to your listeners. I think with something like nuclear, we obviously need to look at the facts, and we're very comfortable to talk about anything on a factual basis. What we do always say at Coburg and in the nuclear environment is we need to have a healthy respect for nuclear, and we need to treat it as something special, and therefore that's the way we do function. We know that Coburg has been designed for a magnitude 7 on the Richter scale event, and we know also that's well above what we've seen in this area or in the country actually, where we've seen a maximum of 6.3 or around 6.3 on the Richter scale. As being the maximum earthquake. Also, what's important is the design of the plant. The plant was specifically designed to cater for the fact that it's located in the Western Cape at the Coburg site, and therefore specific design features were put in place to ensure a really robust plant. The plant is actually built on what's called a seismic raft, which is a feature that's been specifically installed to ensure resilience and robustness.
So basically, a giant shock absorber. Giant shock absorber.
That's a good description. Mm. So it can absorb both horizontal and vertical shocks to the plant.
You've listened in on Peter Becker's concerns. Why isn't the safety reports into Coburg, especially since ESCOM is reapplying to extend its license for another 20 years up until 2024? Why aren't that made public to stem the concern, particularly of these community groups?
What we do encourage, and what I'd encourage Mr. Becker to do, is just to work through the PIA process for accessing information. And I can't talk to requests done to other authorities, but if there's something specifically required from Coburg, there is a PIA process that we need to follow, and which we do actually respond to. I'm dealing with a few requests of that nature at the moment. We'll be compiling the information and we'll share with the parties that are requesting the information.
Ridwan Bucketing, he is the ESCOM Chief Nuclear Officer. Thanks so much for joining us on the Midday Report.